Flash, slash, slash. I'm super strong and kind. You could call me Tonosaman. I'm the strongest there is. Tonosaman.
Welcome to the Kami House. This week, Crystal and Ren discuss Chainsaw Man Volumes 4 and 7. We recap Episodes 7 and 8 of Sunny Boy. And we review the new JJK Zero movie. New episode drops on Thursday. Let's start this episode preview. This week, I decided to read Chainsaw Man. Okay. Yeah, I decided to read Chainsaw Man. I'm back in the game. Volume 7. So there's a lot going on, okay? I got some quick notes. So we start off Volume 7. Everybody is on Denji's ass.
Oh.
Denji got a hit on him.
Dingerford.
That's it. We're going to call him Dingerford. Dingerford got a hit on him.
Damn.
So the last person that they fought, pretty much long story short. Long story short. They did their job of, like, being killed so that Denji can, like, become national press so that everybody can see him. I supported the whole manga. I supported the whole bitch for a whole year, okay? So don't tell me, oh, I don't like my finger camping. I'm going to read the can. You can read them. Support good shit, okay? Support good shit. Give, if you really like a series, give it your fucking coins. I said it. Read one chapter online first, though.
Yeah, because when your artists be all bent up and broke up and shit, and they eating ramen noodles and nothing else, and fucking
plastic and dying and shit.
I don't want to hear about it. When the next episode gonna come out? Never, bitch.
I'm not saying you gotta buy every manga title that's out, but if you truly like something, support it.
What's your thought about this Volume 7? Where do you think it's gonna go?
I want a timeline of how long they've been
lost. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it seems like it's something that's been going on and on and on and on for ages now.
Yeah.
And it's nothing.
But I know it's new. Not like thousands, because they always act shocked when people bring up thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of act shocked when people bring up hundreds of years too. But I do feel like it's been some years.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that students that we see from our point of view, they've been there for like months, maybe a year. Because like last episode, they've been like there for like 9 months.
Yeah.
Well, the new students, these students of Nagara's group, have only been there like a really short time compared to everybody else they're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, we cut to Nagara talking to Rajani. Rajani has an ant farm. He's looking at his ants, doing his experiment, Rajani doing Rajani stuff. And
that's the best way to explain it.
Yeah, Nagara's like, hey, that's cruel. Why do you have these ants in an ant farm? I was like, I'm going to let them free. Is this this Egyptian slave now carrying stuff from down a tower?
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Futsatsi tells Nagara that, hey, we're building a tower to heaven. And also... No, wait, that's later. Yeah, Futsatsu tells him that we take rocks from the top and bring them to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
We cut to dinner where Nagara is overhearing that the news is out there that a kid named Nagara himself... It made all the students castaways.
If it was me, I'd be like, what? That nigga's a fuck nigga.
That's exactly what he did.
But maybe it was an accident.
He couldn't be that bad, guys, right?
Maybe he was just a device in God's plan. You never know.
Maybe it wasn't his fault.
But you're here now.
Yeah.
Eating this delicious worm sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
This mud pie.
Mud pies and shit. You know what I'm saying? Living for your life.
For people who don't know, the Jujutsu Kaisen Zero story was written before the main Jujutsu Kaisen story.
Uh-huh.
So, little known fact is that this story was supposed to be the original and like main serialization. Mm-hmm. So the main story was supposed to be about Yuta, but after like a little bit, the author decided, like, no, I don't want to make the story about him. I want to make the story about Yuji.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm glad too, because like, even though this
movie, romance thing was gonna be boring.
It was.
Yeah.
Even though
it's gonna be a little flat.
It was gonna be a little flat. Like, even though this story was like about Yuta and is super interesting, it really turned into something different with Yuji and this group, with those two little, Megumi and Nobara. Mm-hmm. So I really like the evolution that Jujutsu Kaisen went through.
Me too. Man, I literally thought that dude was gonna... Never mind.